It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
Welcome back to Golf DMV, brought to you in part by Cache Spine Sports, the official chiropractor of Golf DMV. There are others who are trying to be, but no. She is the official chiropractor of Golf DMV. Check out Dr. Smith at the website, golfdmv.com. You can find out more about our sponsor there. So we got a lot happening on the show. We've got Kamayu Johnson. He's going to join us. He is on the APGA, the Advocates Pro Golf Association Tour. Vern, tracking down the guest, man. And so he's going to join us whenever he gets a moment to join us. Apparently, he's got training tonight. And so he's doing that, wrapping that up. He's going to join us when he gets a second. We've got some tee time confusion due to frost that we'll go over as far as Hampshire Green. But before we go there, Vern, I've got a surprise for you. Oh. Inspired by Vernon Brown. Guess what's in this cup here that I'm holding? I don't even know what.
Some cider.
Conference Center cup.
Cider.
Absolutely, man. Uh-huh. And so I said, you know what? I'm gonna do what Vern does. I'm gonna make some cider. So I got the little cinnamon sticks. Yeah. I got some nutmeg. I got some cinnamon sugar. I poured some honey in that thing, man. And I simmered that apple juice. Man, it tastes good. I'm not gonna say it tastes as good as yours. But I will say this.
You're missing one ingredient.
The bourbon?
Very important ingredient, right? I don't understand the point in it without the bourbon.
It does add a little heat
What's
to
the
it.
Point with
hey, but, this is the night for it, though. If y'all see that hawk is out, bro, I mean, it is.
Absolutely. And so this is really good. Now, here's the thing. It's not as good as yours. So the next time we play, the next time I actually get out to play with you guys instead of not playing, still bring me some. But if Coach Lou is with us, I will make Coach Lou's, and he can have the one that I make. And then and I'll have yours, the fancy one.
He don't listen no way. He's giving it a whack, Jim. Well, it's going to be 69 degrees this Saturday. So
That's going to be good. Cider weather, man, out there on the golf course. Now, speaking of cold weather, you guys had a round planned was it Hampshire Greens?
Hampshire Greens,
Hampshire. For Saturday, this past Saturday, Halloween, actually. And so, I had to drop out for reasons, and that's kind of been my MO last month and a half or so. But anyway, there was a frost warning. I did get the notification about a frost warning. How did that whole thing work out? So apparently they had to push the tee times back or something like that. Let's have Vern explain this, and everyone will understand why Vern's explaining this.
What time? The original tee time was 9:12. And for those who know, like, I've been keeping my eye on the weather all week, and I was getting nervous. And not just me, even Glenn. Glenn texted me. I didn't tell y'all this, but Glenn texted me like maybe Thursday night, like, "Hey, are we still going?" You know, it's that text of like, "It's gonna be cold. I don't want to go." But it's like, if y'all still going, I'll go. And so I text LB. It was like, "Hey, it's gonna be cold." He's like, "Layer up."
That's all I said.
I didn't bother texting Aaron because Aaron's a real one and he plays in the rain and rain suits. So I wasn't even gonna fake and waste his time like that. For those who don't know, Aaron's one of our golf partners. He's a golf OG. So we knew it was gonna be cold, you know, cold as hell. It wasn't gonna be great. So that morning we woke up, sure enough, there was a frost warning, Claude. They said, you know, just call the course for details. So I called up the pro shop. Guy was like, "Hey, we're running like an hour and a half behind. Show up here about 10. So that would have put us about like 9:30 somewhere. He said, "Show up like 10, I'll get you out." I'm like, "Cool." Now immediately I'm like, "Yes, I stayed up late. I got time to rest. I can go eat a biscuit or something, go do some stuff." And I do all that. I go get some coffee, do all this extra stuff. And then as I'm driving to the course, I get a call from Glenn. I'm going to get there probably like 10:10. I get a call from Glenn at like 9:40. He was like, "Yeah, they sending us out." I was like, "Really?" He was like, "Yeah." He said, "Me and Aaron here already." He said, "Y'all can play the two holes you missed or whatever, but we going now." I was like, "That was all by 30 minutes."
Right.
So we did end up playing. We just left.
Because how do you tell someone to get there by 10 and then you send the group out before 10?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. That's not, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I was going to stop and get a biscuit too, but then when Vern called me, said they was already going, I'm like, "Okay, well, I guess I'm not getting a biscuit."
And so where were you when Vern called you?
I was on 108. I had just passed probably like a couple miles past Blue Mash. So I was,
you're still a ways out.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I wasn't trying to get there till 10.
Right. So Vern, how many holes did you miss?
We both missed two.
We both missed two. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got there. LB just basically waited for the car for me. We loaded up and we went out.
Yeah, by the time I got the cart and got checked in and got to my car and got my stuff loaded up, Vern was pulling up. So I'm like, ain't no use of me. Because I asked the guy, I said, well, should I wait for him or should I just go? You know, with the carts and stuff, I didn't know if they had enough carts, you know, the COVID and all that nonsense. Right. So he said, "Ah, we'll give him a cart." Then I was like, "Well," then I thought about it, like, "Well, he gonna by the time I leave, he gonna be pulling up." So and it turned out to be that way. Right. 2 minutes he was there, so no big deal. So we only missed the first two holes basically, and now like hole number two anyway. So I wasn't upset about it.
Yeah, we needed as much time as we could to let that thing. I mean, it was probably the limits of the coldest though, Claude. Like in terms of.
Okay.
I
mean,
I went to Dick's.
Yeah, because it was cold. It was cold Saturday.
Yeah. I went to Dick's the previous night and spent some money, like making sure I had all sorts of options. Even LB, I think, said he was trying all different stuff. I had different underlayers. Do I wear the thick or the medium? I got like hand warmers. I basically thought I was going camping. I brought all sorts of bleep with me, bro. It was ridiculous. I was offering everybody hand warmers. Nobody wanted my hand warmers. I was like, all right, that's why y'all had cold hands.
Yeah, my wife was making fun of me the night before. I was in the closet trying on different, like this shirt with this t-shirt with this long sleeve shirt. Am I gonna have enough, you know, range of motion? And like, no, okay, put this off. How about this first and then that and see how that works? So she just sitting there looking at me like this fool right here.
Try on these players, stay up all night long just to get outside and hit that golf ball.
That's right.
In the cold. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing here. That's what it is. So how was the round? I mean, you know, obviously Glenn and Aaron are doing fine, but how was the round? How'd you guys play? What was Hampshire Green?
It was okay. I mean, I think this is the first time I played in a couple of weeks. Had I played it? Oh, I played at what's the name by myself. That's right. Oak Creek last week. I forgot.
No, you were supposed to be playing with Vern. Oh, no, Vern.
Right, by myself. That's what I said.
It's an alarm clock here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was okay. I had some good shots. I mean, I'm really so inspired again by, well, let me not inspire by, I'm trying to keep up with Vern with this long drive stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've been inspired by it.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've been trying to do some of those exercises as well. So I've been doing some of those things, trying to work on my swing speed as well. So even when the other day I was trying to hit some of those drives as hard as I could. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them actually went straight.
Nice.
So all in all, what I did find though, my drives were better. Now my wedge, which used to be my money club, now gone to hell.
Right.
So my 100-yard club is now going like, I don't know, 50, because I keep topping them because I'm swinging. I'm still swinging hard. So now I'm topping them. Right. So I got to get myself together on that part. Before I go too far, yeah. I want to shout out to Mira, who was the cart girl at Hampshire Greens. I told her I would thank her publicly for going to get me a hot dog.
Get out of here.
Around. Yes, it nice. was very many people out, and she was very nice. She had her Halloween outfit on. What was she supposed to be, Vern? Any idea what she was dressed up as? Was that a cat thing?
Just like a little cat. She had a little cat ears on.
Tiger striped pants or leopard or something. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, very nice young lady. And I want to thank her for getting me a hot dog. But next time you need to bring me some more mustard.
Brought
me one mustard pack.
There he is talking about next time. Mira, don't listen to that whole next time thing. I mean, next time, yeah, sure, do it. But he's thankful.
Yeah, I am thankful. Thank you very much.
It may not sound like it, but he definitely is 100%. Man, so, well, it sounds like things are looking fine at Hampshire Greens, and that's a good deal. Yes. I mean, you know, that just kind of is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I assume, Vern, you felt good about your round. Or at least, you know, not bad about your round and how everything went.
Right. No, not bad. 92. I'll say this before we get joined by our guests here. Mm-hmm. The worst part about doing the distance training is now everybody got stuff to say.
Yes. But I hit it short. So now anytime you hit it short, you get everybody's kind of giving you a hard time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which was
because we know you're training.
Which was every single drive that day. I was cold. It was tight. I was just trash. It wasn't going great. So
yeah, because God got me a couple times. Glenn, I drove him. He was like, "Where you
Glenn?
Going? Yes."
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I didn't mean to sound so surprised. When Glenn listens to this, I didn't mean to sound so surprised. No disrespect. Anyway, let's move on. We got our guy, Kamayu Johnson, our guest for today. Speaking of training, from what I understand, just getting off training. Kamayu, thank you so much for joining us on Golf DMV, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, I just got out of the gym. I'm literally in my car as we speak.
Nice. Well, we appreciate you being able to join us. And we won't take up, you know, too much of your time. But before we get into the interview, man, just a quick check-in. We do this with our guests. You know, how are you doing in 2020? A lot of stuff going on, COVID-19 and stuff. You and your fam, everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy. No complaints here. What about you guys?
Oh yeah, man, we're good. We're good.
Yeah. Good.
So when we moved the time back a little bit, and you just joined us coming from training. Talk to us a little bit about what a typical training day or training regimen is for you.
So I'm currently doing CrossFit right now. So pretty much 45 minutes straight workout, no breaks. A lot of cardio, no heavy weights. But it's just something I enjoy doing because my family here in Tallahassee, in Orlando, where I work out at. It's a little different from other CrossFit gym. You know how CrossFit, you know, they don't really care about your form. They just want you to get the reps in. But when you're in both gyms that I go to, you know, they make sure, you know, you're doing the right form and, you know, you're putting the time in as well.
Right. Do you find the CrossFit workouts and stuff helping you with your golf game at all? And how does it help?
Yeah. I mean, it's helped me a lot. I've only been doing CrossFit for a month now, but like, you know, it just makes me feel like a kind of like a beast, you know, it's a real intense workout. And so like when I'm on the golf course, I just feel like, you know, just like a kind of a, you know, a beast. And like, you know, if I can do CrossFit, I can, you know, I can do this, you know, I can do this.
We were just talking about Vern jumping in to get some training. He may try to hit you up and ask you about some CrossFit stuff to try to get.
Definitely.
Go ahead, LB, you had a question.
Yeah, I do have one question in your CrossFit. Did you ever do weights, you know, prior to CrossFit? Did you do any heavy lifting or type weights? Or
no, I was never. I was always hesitant to do heavy lifting because I play golf and that's all I do. So if I get hurt, you know, I can't do my job. And that's what I like about this place here that I go to now. It's not a bunch of heavy weight lifting. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know, it's just doing the right things and a lot of reps at it.
Right. Okay. Because I lift myself and I find the weights, as you said, make you feel like a beast. I find bench pressing and squat make me feel like a beast. So that's why I was.
Yeah. See, my trainer was like, if I ever catch you bench pressing or anything like that, you know, that's not good for your golf game.
Oh, okay. Man. Now, speaking about
good for the girls, but not for your golf game.
Well, see, there you go. See, well, my see,
now
priorities
we gotta make choices.
Yeah, see, my priorities are different than yours, then, apparently, because mine is girls, then golf. Yours is golf, then girls. See, that's the difference there.
Well, speaking about golf as a priority, my man, you're in the car, like you said. I see you got that good Farmers Insurance shirt on. You know, 2020 Farmers Insurance Open in January, the APGA had an event. You played very well and got a sponsorship. Talk a little bit about that tournament and how much it meant to you to get that sponsorship deal from Farmers.
No, it was awesome, man. So the Farmers Insurance had the best minorities in the country out there, and Willie and I both played well. And we had a press conference with Jeff Daly, the CEO of Farmers. And, that was in January and then like early March, I don't think January had even got over yet. He called us up and said, hey, I want to give you guys a 2-year deal, help you out with everything you need help out with. And that has opened more doors for me with everything else. I mean, you know, being a brand ambassador for Farmers. And I'd say this in all my interviews, you know, with everything going on in 2020, Jeff Daly, prior to the George Floyd, prior to all that, he had already offered us a sponsorship deal prior to all that. And if you look at his track record, you know, he's for diversity, inclusive and equality. So I really commend, you know, our Farmers family and Jeff Daly for stepping up and making a difference.
I just wanted to congratulate you too for that, man. I mean, so it's dope what Jeff did, but also all the work you did to be in the position, to get it, man. So just congrats. We're going to be rooting for you hard next January. You get to say we basically talking to a PGA Tour player, baby. You know what I'm saying? On the tour. What's up?
That's what we're hoping for. You know, what's crazy too, Kabayo, is that so we recently had Maurice Longdrive Champ on the show. And we were at here in Washington, D.C., they had the Capital Long Drive Classic last week. We got a chance to talk to a lot of the, black long drive competitors, male and female. And there's so much momentum now in the, with golf and social justice and equality and minorities and women, you know, on the come up and in the attention. Talk a little bit about the momentum. Do you feel that same momentum on the PGA Tour and at your training? You talked about Jeff Daly from Farmers. Do you still, is that momentum, like that organic momentum on that level too? Is it rising?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, it's something being said for 2020 to be young, black, and gifted. I think if you are young, black, and gifted right now, you should be getting the opportunities and you should be taking advantage of those opportunities that you're getting. And, you know, a lot of people, I've had the question, well, you think you'll be getting it if you wasn't black? And I was like, you know, I don't know. And the thing is, I'm getting the opportunity, no matter mm-hmm. if, you know, I'm only getting it because I'm black, but I better be ready to take advantage of that opportunity when it comes my way. And I have so much support in my hometown, Tallahassee. I have a support all around in general. I've just launched my national foundation who Farmers Insurance gave me $5,000 in seed money to get more inner city kids involved in the game of golf. So I launched that last Sunday. Nice. And that's just something, you know, I thought, you know, I have a voice in my community and I would love to see more of us get involved in golf because it can just change your life and it can open so many doors for you. So, yeah, I mean, I think there is a lot of momentum, right now, with, black athletes, period. I think you should have put yourself in a position to take advantage of these opportunities that we're getting.
Agreed. Just real quick for the haters who, oh, do you think you'd be getting this because you're black? I mean, all the stuff that we don't get because it kind of works. It kind of cuts both ways. So don't come at me with this. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Right.
You
know, right.
You wouldn't trade places with me for one day. So back up.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you, man, like I was looking at the APGA top five, 4 out of 5. FAMU Rattlers. Now I know you didn't go to FAMU, but I know you got strong connections to the university. What's in the water down there in Tallahassee, bro? Like, what are y'all doing?
I mean, you know, Coach Rice, the golf coach at FAM, he just pushes players, man. He's a great. He'll give you the shirt off his back. He pushes you to get better. I've known him since I was 12 years old. Okay. And as you can see right now, FAMU's the number one HBCU golf in the country, and we have the number one black golfer in the country. I said a lot about the coaching that goes into the golfers at FAMU. It just says a lot. You know, he's, you know, like I say, he just built an $80,000 practice facility on campus. You know, in the middle of campus. So he cares about the players, and he cares about getting players to the next level. And I think where, you know, we a lot of players get lost in HBCU golf, it's, I wouldn't say it's education first and then golf, but Coach Rice, you know, he makes it where it's, you put all your put, it's the amount of effort you put in your education, you're putting in the golf. And that's if you want to play at the next level. And if you tell him you want to play at the next level, he's going to, by all means, get you prepared to play at the next level.
Nice. No, and that's the way it should be. So for you, I mean, we've got 2 more months left in 2020. What does finishing this year strong look like for you?
Like I'm headed to Vegas for the Nevada Open. I mean, just keep playing well. For me is, you know, setting goals and crushing those goals and winning as much as possible, because as we all know, winning takes care of everything. I think it's just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, keep grinding, keep working hard and keep playing good golf and just, you know, crushing my goals and, doing it for my community. I think it's bigger than me. And if I can get to a certain place where I can help my community, then that's, you know, I've reached my dreams.
Yeah, I agree, brother. And I would say to just, you know, even you just being on the big stage is big enough for the community. Because my son will see that, you know, Claude's son, all the young youth will see that. I was like, oh, we are here. Like, we can't compete out here. Well, I do want to say, though, for Coach Rice, just let him know, you know, Howard, we got that golf program now, too. So, you know, we're going to be coming for y'all pretty soon. I just want to let you know. Up here in D.C., Howard University, baby.
I love it. Trust me. I know you guys are coming. For sure.
Got that Steph Curry money behind it. You know, you talked about the grind and grinding away and getting those goals. Vern had brought up this point. So apparently growing up, you were able to play for $1 a day if you did work around a clubhouse at a local golf course?
Yeah, Jan Auger at Holloman Golf Course in Tallahassee charged me $1 a day to play golf. And that was the only way I was able to afford to play golf. And, you know, she still helps me out to this day with everything I need. So wow. I owe her a lot. She saved my life, and golf saved my life. And if it wasn't for her, I don't think I could have played golf for sure.
Mm, that's a beautiful thing, man. Go ahead, LB.
Yeah. So I was looking at the AP GA Tour. So next year they have 10 tournaments. Do you normally play in all the tournaments?
Yeah, I'm obligated to play in all the tournaments, being sponsored by Farmers, and Farmers is a big sponsor of the APJ Tour.
Right. Very good. Okay. Well, the closest one to us next season is going to be at Valhalla in Louisville. So I'm putting it on my calendar, and I'm hoping they are open to the public under normal conditions. They are open to the public, correct?
Right.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay. Well, I'm going to look for you, brother.
Maybe we should have got it.
Yes, that's a golf trip right there.
There's a lot of black golfers on the up and coming right as we speak. It's amazing to see.
All right, last question for you, bro. Real quick. How much, when you were down there playing in Florida, you know what I'm saying, getting your game sharp when you was in a teenager, young adult, how much money did you take off old men who didn't think you could play, for real? I'm like, what's the estimate? I know they was out there talking noise and gambling.
That's what, because I wasn't, when I was coming up, I couldn't afford to go play in the AJGAs and the in the junior events. So that's what I did every weekend. I went to this course called Jay Gaither, and I just gambled. And
there it is.
You know, I gambled and won plenty of money. I mean, it was able to you know, me as a teenager, to get me by and be able to play golf the next day. So that you know. And you know us, we're on the golf course. It ain't normal circumstances. We're talking crap. You know, we ain't quiet by any means. That made me a stronger golfer. Playing with those guys and being around those guys, because there was a lot of older guys who weren't able to get on the golf courses when they were my age, and it made me value the game and value where I was and value where I am now. And just to pay it off for those guys.
Awesome.
I'll let you out on this. On these recreational rounds that you get a chance to play every now and again, do you blast the music on the course, or do you don't like any music at all? This is a constant thing with us in our group.
I love playing music.
Okay. There we go, my man.
Now for the fashion game, are you down with the jogger style pants and the hoodies?
I'm down with the hoodies, not the joggers.
Another L for Claude.
Dang, because Alexis Belton. Well, she said my pants were tight, Shasta Avery Hart. She fronted on you too.
She fronted big time. She hated it. She hated his pants.
She didn't say she hated them.
No, her facial expression says she hated your pants.
We'll see. We'll go back to the tape another day. Let's not keep Kamayo listening to this foolishness. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We'll be rooting for you all the way. We'll try to get to Kentucky. LB's going to say he's our designated trip.
It's already in the books. I'm gonna make a text when I leave here, when this call is over, and it'll be done for May. It's May 24th and 25th of 2021 in Louisville, right, Kentucky.
Let's do it.
That's good. Yep. Best of luck to you, my man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, but good luck, man.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you. All right.
Man, that was solid, guys. Honestly. Good interview. So who's not rooting for Kamayo Johnson? And not only that, but what I like to hear was all the momentum. I mean, because that was one of the things that I think stood out to me the most about the long drive thing here in D.C. was just all the momentum for minority golfers. I mean, for blacks, for women, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is not just the old rich white man sport anymore. You know what I mean? Like, we're here, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? Except try to hold on to your last private clubs. As a matter of fact, it's funny because Lisa Cornwell from the Golf Channel had tweeted about, I forget the name of the club, about some club that allows women to play on Sundays after 1 p.m. And that's the only time that they get to play. And she was like,
2020.
She said, this cannot be like what's happening right now in 2020.
It must be a Trump club.
But let me tell you, like I saw so many posts on there from people who were saying, well, private clubs should be able to do whatever they want to do, Lisa. Well, if a woman want to start their own club, then I'm like, I had to comment like, you guys are crazy. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is 2020. What do you mean that, it's okay if they want women to only play on Sundays after 1 p.m., then that's the only time they should be able to play. It's a private club. Right. It's just funny to me how the people who are never excluded always excuse exclusion. Yeah, exactly.
They had the same thing about the socks. Remember the guy that had the black socks on, and it was a the, the rules were you could not wear black socks.
Yeah,
and he had on black socks. So it's, and people said the same argument. Well, it's their club. It's their rules. It's a private club. They can do whatever they want. Okay. Well, then I should have a club and then exclude everybody who doesn't look like me. And
right.
Then, exactly. And see how well, you know, that goes over.
Well, see,
you know
and, I mean? And that's what's so funny because then, because one guy had commented on this whole tweet and said, you know, well, if you know, women are so upset about this, then why don't they start women only clubs? And if blacks are upset about this, then start a blacks only club. We're like, you don't understand. The people who you are excluding don't want exclusion. We don't want to single people out, and we don't want to box people out.
We're not.
We actually want everyone. Yeah, we're not you. Yeah. You don't understand it because you know you're a bigot. So you, so inside your heart and in your mind, you can't conceptualize the fact that we don't want an exclusive thing. We want everyone to be accepted.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
We like all people.
That's a brilliant argument, Cloud. Where it's like, look, I'm racist. You can be racist too. We can all be bigots together.
Exactly.
You start your, you know, Moots Only Club, and I got the Man Club, and the harlots like, over there.
Yeah, it's like you don't understand. I don't want to be racist. I don't want to be sexist. I want women at my club. I want absolutely. I don't. What are you talking about?
For real,
it just jerks. Just
a anyway. Club without women is like a club without sunshine.
Well, that was the
all right.
Well, you know when you so I went to Tacoma Academy, and oftentimes we would play DeMatha, and DeMatha's an all male Catholic school here in the DMV. People from the DMV know about DeMatha, but people who are listening because we got people all over the country, all over the world, really listen to the show. And they're a powerhouse in sports in this area, and they would beat everybody in basketball. I mean, just year after year after year, they ain't losing. And you know, you'd lose to DeMatha, and yeah, you feel bad. But at the end of the day, you say, "Well, at least we got girls." You know what I mean? And that's what you would just say. At least our school have girls,
right? Yeah. We got cheerleaders.
So anyway, Kamayu Johnson, look out for him and all the other folks. I just love the momentum that's happening, and you can just feel it. You know what I mean? You can
exactly.
I'm excited about the golf trip already. That's gonna be nice.
Exactly. And well, nice. And real quick, just to put a tail on, I mean, to put a pin on it, just well deserved too. Don't get it, like he said, don't get it twisted. And it's like, oh, what's handouts to just randoms? No, go read his story. Do a Google search for his name and the Golf Channel and how he came up. You know, six people living in an apartment. This brother's grinding, bro. This brother's grinding to the lowest level. So don't, you know, playing every single day. So it's not a handout either. He's earned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he's winning. And he's winning.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Absolutely. LB, we didn't do much talk about the show prior to hitting the record button. Do you have any PGA stuff going on?
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't have any Manny Millions because it's funny. The guy who came in last place at the Bermuda Championship. And also in the Champions Tour, the Timber Tech, both of the people that came in last place in both tournaments are, I hate to use the term nobodies, but they don't have a profile. I mean, I can't find any information on them to do a Manny Millions.
Right.
So they're nobodies.
Yeah, we were talking before he came on, Claude, and he said that, like, I didn't see any of the Bermuda, but I watched highlights yesterday and a little bit today to prepare for today. Like, I thought I was all right, this time I'm going to have stuff to say. Man, I go scrolling through the field. It was two names. It was Stuart Sink and like Fred Funk. And the rest of the names, I did not know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I did.
So, we got a little bit. So I did watch some of the Bermuda Championship on Thursday and Friday. Very windy. I mean, it was gusting. I think it was gusting up to 30, 40 miles an hour on Friday. It was funny watching the guys blow around. And they couldn't. One green, I think it was a par three. In the entire day, three people hit the green. That's how windy it was. And it was only like 180 yards or something. It wasn't even that far, you know, that far away, but the wind was just so strong. They couldn't do anything with it. So Brian Gay ended up winning $720,000 for first place, won at minus 15. He did have on your tight pants, Claude. I mean, he had on the
joggers. He had a pair of tight pants on of his own. They weren't mine, but
it was actually pretty stylish, Claude. I was looking at the highlights. His round four, Brian Gay.
Brian Gay,
which don't LB, just leave it alone. So
no, I'm not going there.
Okay, all right, cool.
His shirt was a little questionable.
Well, listen, we were just talking about inclusion, and
I'm not saying he's not included. I'm just saying his shirt was questionable. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, his shirt was fire. I wanted to text you before we started and be like, yo, you need to check out his round four. Look at his round four. Get up. It's pretty. It's like all navy joints. It's pretty lit. I like
Like a pokey dotty something shirt thing going on. He won in the playoff over Wyndham Clark again at minus 15. Yeah. This is his first win in 7 years, 9 months, and 12 days.
Golf is hard. Golf is hard.
And it's his fifth career win. He's been on tour since '99, which was pretty cool. And he's never lost his card. since 99.
Wow, that's hard.
Yeah, that's a feat. That is
to not have that many wins.
Right, 48 years old and a short hitter too at this course. Like right. like shout out to him for being there because he was throwing darts out there. I did see some of the highlights. Yeah.
Yep. So just a couple of things on that. People who missed the cut. A couple of names that stuck out to me. My favorite guy, Tommy Two Gloves, $60. Ganey, he missed the cut at +6. And the guy who I used to call the other black guy, but I have to get him a new nickname. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. For Mr. Harold Varner at +7, he missed the cut as well.
And we're happy about that now, right? Given this,
I am. Yeah, I hate to say. Well,
is there room for redemption? I don't know.
He has mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, I do have. I mean, yeah. He rubs me the wrong way now. So I'm not sure what to make of him. The last place guy name was Eric Dugas, D-U-G-A-S, +14.
Tough beat on the last name.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe that's why he was in last place, because his name was Dugas. okay, I'm moving on. So did you know the Champions Tour is now called the Tour of Champions or something like that? They flipped it.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they flipped
it. Sounds like six guys sitting around the table for hours.
I know what will make this apocalypse.
Yeah, management meeting, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like here in the DMV that for years, that mall's been called Prince George's Plaza, yeah, PG Plaza, yeah. PG. Yeah. Now they call it the mall at Prince George's. Nobody calls it the mall at Prince George's. We still call it PG Plaza. PG. PG. Exactly. If you're brave enough to go.
No, yeah, sorry. You know what's up.
Ever since I moved to Mo County, I don't really. Well, anyway, go ahead.
It is a sketchy little area, though.
I'm the only one still here. Huh?
Okay. I got fancy. Yep. I moved to Mo County.
Yeah. So the tour champions was at the Timber Tech. I'm sorry, at Boca Raton, Florida. Darren Clark won at -17. His first tour champions win. Can't get that name right. He won $300,000. Bernhard Lager and Jim Furyk both one shot back at -16, won $160,000 each. Jim Furyk had a chance to tie on a 17th hole, but he missed a birdie putt. That's when I was watching. It was like an 8-foot, nothing special, and he just blew it right past it. Mm-hmm. He ended up. This guy Darren Clark won. Little pudgy guy too. He need to maybe do some CrossFit or something.
if I'm not mistaken, Darren Clark gets W's on that tour, man.
No. This is his first one on the senior. I'm called the senior tour. Okay. This is his first one on the seniors tour. So
get out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And last place was Mr. Colt Ford. Ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
And neither has the PGA apparently, because he's nowhere found on their website. So he was
classic a, yeah. 60s golfer's name though, Colt Ford.
Right. So there is a guy. I forget his first name now, but on the PGA website there is a guy whose last name is Ford and it's something else. Right. But he's dead. He's like I'm seriously he's dead. He was 95 years old. He died in 2018. And when I said Ford, I was like, that can't be the guy. He's dead. This guy just played yesterday.
Lived a good life. Lived a long life. Good life. Good man.
Yeah. So that's it I have on the PGA, at least on those two tournaments. I know we talked about, Vern and I talked briefly about the one that's coming up, the Houston,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes. So this is what I'm looking forward to, Claude. If I could just preview it real quick, the Houston Open.
Absolutely.
I just want to give you, so I know you guys don't gamble. Maybe this is something I get off the ground where you guys can help me with my degenerate gambling odds. Mm-hmm. So right now, I'm going to run down just the top five. Right now, we got DJ. These are the odds winners for next week. Because next week, we got a good field. We got people in the field that we care about.
They got to tune up for the Masters.
Exactly. No disrespect
all
to
edition of the Masters.
At the Bermuda Classic who aren't playing next week. I mean at the Masters. Dustin Johnson, number one. Tony Finau. Tyrell Hatton. Just giving you the top five. Mm-hmm. Russell Henley and Victor Hovland. Those are your top five guys for odds right now. I'm scratching Dustin Johnson. He hasn't played since the positive COVID test, I think, in the U.S.
Rona, right, exactly.
Yeah, and I've seen some weird things with the post-Rona. I mean, look at Ezekiel Elliott looking like straight garbage. I don't know. I don't know if there's any. I have no science to back this up, but some of these post-Rona performances look like trash.
Look at Cam Newton. Look at Cam Newton in New England. Yes. And all of a sudden, the boy can't play. He looked great.
First two games are stellar. Week. Yeah, exactly. So it's weird. So he's out. And then a little bit further down, we got Hideki in the top 10. Brooks Koepka. I like Brooks.
Nope.
Knee trouble. Jason
Day, Zach Bryson DeChambeau is in his head.
Yeah, exactly. No. Scottie Scheffler, it just kind of like falls off down there, +5,000. So I'm going to take, now Tony Finau is post-COVID too. So I think I'm going to ride with on this one for the Masters. I'm going to ride with Hideki at plus
1800. Okay. Okay.
That's who Golf DB is backing. Plus 1800. I'm going to put some money on that. And we're going to see how he does. But yeah, Houston Open. Looking forward to that. To warm up for the Masters.
I don't know. I'm looking through the list now as well. So,
what are players that are playing?
Well, I'm on the PGA's website, which is sometimes can be trash.
Right.
They have the power ranking for the Houston Open.
Yeah. And, well, these are just betting odds. So this is what Vegas is giving me so I can make some money. But yeah, the power rankings. Gotcha. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to see Victor Hovland win. Yeah, yeah, I like his game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's up there. Maybe we can take a flyer on him too. Maybe we
he's the top 10 as far as this ranking, whatever this is, the power ranking. He's number 10 as far as the power ranking.
All right, we'll take them both. Plus 1800, plus 1600. Hideki Matsuyama. I know his name. And Victor Hovland. put it on the board. We got it.
Nice, nice. There you go. Before we go, just. You know, always trust your crew and know what your role is. I caught myself saying, man, guys, I had to dump out of the round, but I'm going to play next Saturday. I'm going to book the round. And Vern, knowing that I wasn't going to do it, went ahead and booked the backup round at Bristol. Needless to say, that's what we're playing.
You know what? I want to be clear. I actually did trust you to do it, because if I didn't trust you, I would have booked it that day. I would have been like, nah. But because for those who don't know, on the text, Claude came through strong. He's like, I got to back out, but I am playing next Saturday and I will book it. So I was like, nah. But then he followed up with, well, where y'all want to play? And then there was a back and forth and LB said whiskey. And he was like, okay, bet. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that made me think, oh, he's going to do it. And then 12 hours later on Saturday when we were playing, I was like, oh, I haven't heard nothing. The tea time's gone. I woke up on Sunday and just went ahead and booked it and then asked in the text. It's like, let me just see. Let me just float it out there.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'm looking like, yeah, all the morning rounds are gone. So didn't get it done. But LB, we're playing on the 11th as well, right? Veterans Day. Is that Veterans Day? Yeah, it's Veterans Day. November
11th. It is Veterans Day. Yeah. I have not booked. Well, what's the date? Okay. Today's the 2nd. So maybe stuff will be open.
Right.
Don't worry. I'll book it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. Let me put that on my to-do list for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. It's Golf DMV, the official chiropractor. Is Cache Spine Sports. You can learn more at our website.
I saw Cache last week.
Did you? How was she doing?
Yes, I did. She was doing well. Okay. And my neck is doing better. Thank you, Cache.
Great. Any updates on the wedding? Like when it's happening? Well, they should probably wait till this whole COVID thing is done before trying to plan it.
Yeah, probably so. I would think they might wait till the spring at least. Yeah. Most people like spring weddings, whatever. But yeah, spring, refreshing, new. You'll have that, all that stuff goes, you know.
Oh, yeah, we appreciate this all too, Claude. Everybody stay. If you haven't voted, please vote. But also stay safe tomorrow, no matter what happens. Please.
Exactly.
Stay locked and loaded.
Shoot first, ask questions last.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, it's Golf DMV. We'll catch up next week.
Hey, everybody, it's Claude from Golf DMV. And everybody who plays golf knows how important the back is to your swing. And when the back goes, the game goes. And if you're anything like me, your game is trash already. The last thing you can afford is issues with your back. So I want to introduce you to the official chiropractor of Golf DMV, Dr. Smith from Cache Spine and Sports. Now, she's conveniently located just outside Silver Spring, convenient to the Beltway. I don't have back issues right now. However, Lawrence Brooks, LB, you've heard his back issues and you are a client of Dr. Smith. Tell us a testimonial.
Oh, absolutely. So I found Cache online a couple years ago after experiencing some issues with my lower back and I have a pinched nerve in my neck. I went to a chiropractor initially who could not help me.
See?
I went to Cache. Mm-hmm. She has different modalities that she can do. She can do dry needles as well as regular chiropractic type stuff. And she has this one table that I call the guillotine. but I love it. I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend her. She is the official chiropractor of Golf DMV. So if you go, tell them that, you know, we sent you. And I think you'd be eligible for a free gift as well.
Check this out. LB, you had an issue with your back, right?
Yes.
Another chiropractor couldn't get it right?
Nope, could not.
And then you went to Cache Spine and Sports, right?
Yep.
And then they fixed it.
She got me straight.
And anytime you have a back issue and it's hurting your golf game, you do what?
You go to see Cache.
And then what happens?
Your golf games get better.
If you want your golf game to get better and you need a chiropractor, do yourself a favor. Contact Dr. Smith and her staff at 301-641-5693. Say it slower because we say these fast and then people have to write it down.
Right.
301-641-5693 or go to cachespinesports.com. That's CachespineSports.com. The official chiropractor, by the way, of Golf DMV.